Okay, picking up with Moed Katan Daf Ches, 7 lines up from the top, starting with the words Amar Mar. So we're going to continue where we picked up this whole discussion about examining the Tzaras, what days we do, what days we don't. So it says more like this: Amar Mar, Yesh Yom She'ata Roebo, V'Yesh Yom She'iata Roebo. There's some days that you do look at Nagoyim to see if it's Tzaras, and there's some days that we don't examine the person to see. My Mashma, how do you get this? So Amar Abaye, Im Kain, if that's true, then it was always to do it. Lichtov Rachman B'Yom. The Pasuk Shurja said, the day you do it, right? My Uvayom, and on the day. So Shema Mino, you derive from here, Yesh Yom She'ata Robo, Yesh Yom She'iata Robo. That there's some days where you do look at it, and there's some days that you don't, as we explained in last year. Like a chosin with the shele brachos on, and also on the yom tov, etc. Rava omer kula kra yaseiruhu. Rava says a different pshat. The whole pasuk is extra. The im kain lichtoiv rachmanu uvehei raos. Just let him say when it appears. My uve yom was mean, but on the day also. So shema mino, you see from here, yesh yom she'ata robo, yesh yom she'iata robo. It's the same thing that we get it from here. That you don't have to look at every single time. So Abaye, who you learned out from the extra Vav, so what does it mean? What do you learn out from this? He says, no, this tells me a different din, that a Kohen who's looking to see the Tzaras, he only does it during the daytime and not at night. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchas Tumas Tzaras Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. Ein Ronis and Nagoyim El Bayom. Bein lahazgir, bein lahachlid, bein lapatur, any one of the different permutations you could possibly have on the on this person. Sharhai bechol inyan hu oimir bayom uvayom, bein roenes lo b'shachris, lo b'yom, below bein arbayim. Says the Rambam, you don't do it early in the morning, you don't do it late in the afternoon, below b'toch habayis, you don't do it in the house, below b'yoyim ma'unan on a cloudy day, because your keicha near his eye, it's going to cause it to be a little bit lighter, below b'tzoharayim, not in the middle of the day, l'fisha oza near his keicha, it's going to make it, it'll make it look stronger. Amasai roan, so when do you see him? Amasai roan oson, b'sha revi'is v'chamishis, v'shminis v'tishis, in the 4th, 5th, 8th, and 9th hour of the day. Whether it's any one of the three types of things, whether it's a nega on a person, whether it's a nega on a house or on his clothing, these are the specific guidelines to make sure that you get an accurate thing for what you're looking at. So that's what Abaye learns from it. So it's like a ping pong. So the Gemara backs back and she's inside Verava. So okay, Rav, if that's where you get it, Beyom Blobalayim Minale, where do you learn it from? Because if you don't have this old Drash Beyom, so Nafkele, he learns it, Rav learns it, me. Anything that the Kohen's eyes see. Abaye. So now again, back to Abaye. Well, again, the pasuk is implying he has to be able to do a very thorough examination, but it can't be done at night because he's not able to see it very well. Abaye, humi boy le lemaute suma ba'achas me'enov. No, that pasuk from the ene hakohen comes for Abaye, learns out. No, the person's blind in one eye. Then he's not allowed to. That was the previous halacha. The Rambam brings down in halacha. Hey, revava, nami mi boy lelahachi. So Rava, you also know this din, right? You Rava also learns that a kohen who's a suma in one of his eyes, he's not allowed to look at tzaras. Someone says, in, you're right, hachi nami, you're right. Yeah, that's true. That He learns as well. This is the source, but it's not the source for the idea that he's only allowed to look at it. A coin will only look during the day. So then, where does Rav Ataka learn out that a coin's not allowed to? It was only allowed to look during the day, not at night. Kinega. It seems to me like there was a plague in the house. Li velola ori, and I saw it, and not by laori by my light. Meaning that it has to be during the daytime, because the next pasuk is talking when he sees this thing that also takes place during the daytime as well, right? V'abaye imehosam havamino hanimili tuma delag lekufe. Abaye, if you would learn that from the pasuk of Rava, so you would think that's only talking about that you have to use the light that's not for a tumor that comes from his body. Avav tuma lekufe afila oranam. You can even use like a light on it. So kamash balan. Nope, you can't. you can't use it. Even in the case of a tumah that's in the guf, that the kohen must do it during the daytime, or by natural light and not by any type of artificial candles, lights, or anything like that. Now this idea, it's a fascinating concept. What exactly has to be done during the day? Is it that it's the saying that he has tzaras? Theoretically speaking, let's say a Kohen doesn't know, but a Talmud Chacham is there. So a Talmud Chacham could tell the Kohen, who's an Am Haaretz, doesn't know these halachas, but it is. So does that have to be done during the daytime? Could that be done at night? Or is it the Psak Din? So there's a comment over here in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes. In my version, it's Sifkot and Yud Ches. The top says, Gam nearly, this is the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Gam nearly dehad mevor de'ein ro'en belayla, v'gam hasha'os hamiyuchudos, v'gam the Summa Apostle. All these halachas we're learning about, like the Rambam said, there has to be certain times, the Summa, you can't do it. Zedavka lirois es hanego. That's only just to see it. Aval lifsoik hadin, but to give the actual psak imro b'yom. If you looked at it during the daytime, efshe derashoy lifsoik af b'layla. Wow! So he could give the psak could be given at nighttime, right? Lomar tohor or muskar or muchlat vechein im echad roa es hanega v'hu pikeach. Somebody who knows who's a pikeach, he's wise, he understands. Rak the hakohen tzarich lemer tamei on tar, and the kohen's one who has to be specifically. He's one who has to pronounce it. Bevade kosher ak sumum. Even a sumum could do that. To be ikar hakpeda torah who rak al hariya. That's a chiddush. Now again, it could be others would argue on this concept of the minchas chinuch, but he's saying that really only the actual looking at it has to be done. Is this a Maisa Beis Din? Is this connection more in Sanhedrin that maybe it can only be done during the daytime? Okay, what have we discussed? There is a Chiddush over here from the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, starting the next Mishnah now. Another kula. The Od Amar Rabbi Meir. Milakit Adam Atzamos Avi Ve'imo Mipnei Shehasimcha Hilo. A person could gather the bones of his father and mother and the Rishonim. I forgot already who says this. It's not Labdafka. It's Labdafka them. One second. It was the Ran. I forgot already where I saw that. It's not only his parents. It's any one of his krovim, because it's a simcha for him. So he's allowed to do this, right? It used to work after the flesh would decompose. They would take the bones and they would take them from the temporary grave and then they would bury it. Rabbi Yossi Omer says the Mishnah Eva Hulo. No, this is sad. This is mourning for him. Even though he's happy able to bury his parents in their proper place, he's still pained by the memory of their death. Continues the Mishnah Lo Yorer Adam Al Mesov Lo Yaspidenu Koinim Larega Shloshim Yom. So you're not allowed to be ma'orer, to arouse other types of people for mourning, not to give eulogies on the person 30 days before the Yom Tov. So it's a discussion already. Does that mean that is it a person passed away already and now you want to give him 30 days? Or it's no, that's when the time the person actually passed away. So Mar says like this. Urmin will ask you a kasha. Hamilaki datzamos avi ve'imo. Right? This is a kasha on Rabbi Meir who said that it's a simcha. Hareze misabil aleihem kol hayom. So there is an avelus on them for the whole day. Bilo erev e misabil aleihem. But by the nighttime already, then they stop the avelus. For Amr Rechizda afilu tsururin loy bisdino. Even if they bundle them up in a sheet, right? That you mourn for them all day long. So you see from here against Rabbi Meir, because this is saying there's real nevelis happening for them. It's not a simcha for the person. It's not happy times, right? So Amr Abaye Eima Mipnei Shesimcha Saregla Love. How does Rashi learn that? Rashi says, "Mibesh simcha saregel lav kloimer harbe hu oseg b'simcha saregel." He's so oseg, he's so busy with the simcha of Yom Tov, ve'enam it's tayer b'malakid atzamos avi ve'imo, and he's not going to be bothered by this. Like, the joy he has in Yom Tov overpowers the sadness he would have from his parents. V'lo ye. Arer al meso, right? You shouldn't arouse other people even or them for them. Samai lo ya arer al meso. What does it actually mean by this? So Amar Rav, kad hador savdono b'marovo. right? This is what they used to say over in Eretz Yisrael. Omri, Yivkun ime kom rive libe. Let anybody who's bitter, whose heart is bitter, come cry with me. So then, when the people who is giving, they used to like hire these people to give a hesped, and when they would say this, then everybody else could recently suffer loss. That would remind them, and that would choke them up, and they would get the Ritva says. Pirish, kishe echad oise hesped, holich bakru, he kabits sham kol merire libo, lahazkir lahavsid meisehem. They would all people get together. It would be like a public thing. They would bring out, you know, increase the other people to mourn as well. So now, more continues. Kodem haregel shloshim yom, that you can't do this for 30 days beforehand. Maishna shloshim yom. So what's the din? That specifically that din of 30 days beforehand. The Ritva again says here, Apostle Shloshim Yom Shederech Likanis Mo'ois Litzorach HaRegel Maschil Nidroish Be'inyani HaChag. So this is going to be coming up, it's earlier. It's coming up in a minute. Let me, I'll read the more Gemara and then we'll go back to the Ritva. Omrav Kahana Omrav Yehuda Omrav Maiseh Ba'odam Echad Shekines Mo'ois La'alois La'regel. There was a person who was saving up money to be oil regel. Uva saftan va'amad al pesach beso, and a eulogizer came to his house. Unatolon ishto nason lo, and his wife took all the money that he'd been saving up to go to be oil regel and gave it to this professional eulogizer. The nimna v'lo ola, and therefore, since he didn't have any money left over to go travel, he didn't make. He didn't go up for the regel, but Osa Shah Amr. So they said at that time, Lo Yoora Almeso Lo Yas Pidenu Koydin the regel Shloshim Yom. So you're not allowed to be Maorer to arouse, like our Mishnah said, not for people 30 days beforehand. Shmuel Amar turned to. Amid Beis, Lefi She'ein Hameis Mishtakech Min Halev Shloshim Yom. Shmuel gives a different reason. You don't forget about a person for the first 30 days, and therefore it's going to still be remembered on the Yom Tov itself. Simur asks, Mai Benayhu, what's the Nafgamina? So, Ike Benayhu, the Ka'avi Bechinam. Then the difference would be if the person's going to do it for free. So if you're not going to charge any money, so according to that reason, okay, so I'm not going to lose my I'm not going to use my money I put aside to be ola regel now to pay the professional eulogizer. On the other hand, if the reason is because if it's not going to be forgotten from a person's heart and it's going to stir up these difficult memories for them, it's going to shtir their simchas yom tov, so it doesn't matter what he charges or not, there would still be a problem to that. So bezman hazeh, when we don't have the mitzvah, unfortunately, yet of aliyah regel, so then you think maybe there's not enough gminim. The Ramban writes no, because even though it's not a question of spending the money to be aliyah regel, it could be a problem still. There still be a nafkamina if he's doing it for free because we do have Yom Tov expenses. We still do spend money to prepare for each one of the Yom Tovim. And therefore, what's it called? Therefore, there still would be the nafkamina as well. Okay. Next Mishnah. 3 lines from the top. Ein chofrin. Kuchin, that's a type of like crypt they used to bury people in, kvaros in regular graves, b'moed, on yantiv. Ava mechanchin esa kuchin b'moed, you're allowed to adjust them, sometimes you have to make a little bigger for the person. V'oisin nivreches, the Gemara's going to explain what it is b'moed, you're allowed to make this thing, we'll translate now, it's like a type of a pond or something like that where they do their laundry. V'aron im hameis b'chotzer, you're allowed to build an aron in a the person who passed away, Rabbi Yehuda Oser Elim Kain Yesh Imo Nisarim, unless he has these woods, the boards with him, that had already been cut down before the Yom Tov, and all the abilities now is just to attach them. I think the Ran over here. 1 second. Yeah, the Ran brings the Nafkamina. The Ran talks about. Let me go on the Gemara. Sorry, we'll come back to that. Okay. My kuchin, my kvoros. What exactly are crypts? What are these graves? So, Amr of Yehuda, kuchin bechafira. Crypts are things you have to dig to make. Kvoros in a grave, bebinyan, that's called something you build. Tanya nami hachi, we have a brace that says like this. Elohin kuchin be elohin kvoros. This is an example of what the kuchin are, and this is an example of what the kvoros are. Kuchin bechafira, kvoros bebinyan. So, the crypts are things that you dig, and the graves are done by building them up. Ava mechanchin esa kuchin. You're allowed to adjust. You had these crypts that were done on Chol Moed. You're allowed to adjust them. Keita mechanchin. What does that mean? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda sheim hayoruch. If the crypt was a little bit longer than the actual mace, the katzor, then you could shorten it. But mas nisa tanya. We learn ma'arich boi umarchi bo. You're allowed to lengthen it. You're allowed to widen it in order to make it just the right size for the mace. You're allowed to make this type of a laundry pond. So we're asked, my nivreches, what is it? Amar Rav Yehuda, zo bakia. It's a type of ditch that you dig in the ground and you use it for washing clothes. Really? That's what it is? It's a bakia, like bokeh, something like it breaks through. It's like a ditch, a crack, something you make. V'hatanya, we're not like that. It mentions two things, hanivreches v'habakia. It mentions the two of them together, so it can't be the same thing. Amar Abaye v'itemer of kahana, giho uvar giho. No, it's a pond, and it's like a small type of pond. In other words, the only difference between them is really their size, right? There's a laundry pond, and that's bigger than the laundry ditch. So one is the Nivreches, and one is the Bakia. But really, it's the Zelbazach. The only thing is really just the question of size. V'aron im hameis b'chotzer, and you're allowed to make a coffin on Chol Hamoed if it's within the same chotzer, the same courtyard. You're allowed to do all types of things that are done that are needed for the mace. Goes in losaro to cut the hair, umechabsin lo ksuso to wash the clothing, vaosin lo aron, minasaram hamunusorim, erev yamtav. You can use the boards, the things they were cut from beforehand, before yamtav began. Rishim ben Gamliel oimer af mevien eitzim. You can bring wood, umenasaran betzina betoch beiso, and you do it in a private way, discreetly, in the privacy of your own home. Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Taf Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, Osin kol tzarchi hameis b'chol hamoed, right? You're allowed to do anything that's needed for that. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Toifin, Tachrichin, you're allowed to sew the burial shrouds, afilu ma'ase uman, even if it's done, we'll see later on, in a professional way. Says the Mechaber, goes in saro, you cut his hair, mechabsin k'suso, v'oisin lo arum, b'chata shebo hameis, k'dei shihei, nikar shehu l'tzarch hameis. Right? He adds in the reason why we're doing it in the chotzer where the person was, so people realize why you're doing it. Doing this person who passed away. Im lo hayalehem nisarim, and if you don't have any ready-made wood for the aron, mevien karos v'nosrin mehem nisarim. You bring the beams and you can cut out the planks for them. Betzina v'tocha bayis, you do it privately within the house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im iyeshar betzina oisim beforhesia. If you can't do it privately, you should do it. You should do the opposite. You should do it publicly. V'dab for hesed l'gabe Yisrael in front of the other Jews. For hesed l'gabe akum lo afilu b'delo efshar. Even there's no other way of doing it. Really, Rabba mekil af l'gabe akum hechid lo efshar. So it's a machloikis between the Mogen Avram and the Eli Rabba. He allows you to do it, right? The im haya adam the foursome. If it was a public person, everybody knows the person passed away. Oh, sin afilu b'shuk. Then you could even do it in the middle of the marketplace, but everyone understands that this famous person just passed away, and that's obviously why you're doing this. Aval ein korsin eitz min hayar linasor mimenu nesarim la'aron. You're allowed to go out to the forest and cut things. Ve'ein choytzvin avonim livnois bahen kever. Right, we said we're going to build the stones for the kever. V'malkam shahayehudim ma'at dorm. Darn b'malkam echad v'akol yoidim k'sheish meis ba'ir, and everyone knows hakol choshev k'mforsam. So everyone understands why you're doing this, and it's not going to be a problem. Okay, starting the next Mishnah now. This is a case of, we'll get into discussion a little bit of Eim Arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Made a little bit of Ein Osi Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Okay, so let's see. Says the Mishnah, Ein Nosin Noshin b'Moed. We don't get married on Chol HaMoed, lo besulos velo almonos. Not a person who's never been married before, a person who has already been married before, which ostensibly means there's a little bit lesser level of simcha. Velo miyavi, we don't do yibum, mipnei shesimcha hilo, because this is a simcha for him. Avaba machzir es grusha, so but he's allowed to remarry his grusha, a woman who had he divorced his wife, because that's not considered to be such a tremendous joy for him, right? The mechaber here says a noisin nashim b'moi v'lo besulos v'lo amonos v'lo yabin amutav le'aris, you're allowed to do erisin b'vad shlo yases seudas erisin. Not to make a seuda. But two different types of dancing. Some explain one's like a type of choreographed dance, one's more of a less choreographed dance. Also, you can make a seuda with them, not in the house. You could have the seuda. So what's the idea behind here? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Gemara is going to say, the aim arvin simcha besimcha, right? The reason why we're not going to make a marriage now is because they're overlapping one simcha with the other. The Tosfos over here, lefisha aim arvin simcha besimcha, gezeirus akosav, kedidorish lakalman mikra, the Shalmi Yerushalmi Dorish Minichsiv Melo Shavua Zois, right? By Yaakov in Laban, it says you have to finish this week. V'tam Nira Kitzas Techamor De Ein Oisim Mitzvos Chavilos To Be Inin Shehelibo Poni Le Mitzvah Achas V'lo Yifne Atzmo Himenu. So the Tosus is learning this idea is that you won't be able to focus on it. If you're doing two mitzvahs at the same time, you have your simcha of Yom Tov, and you have your simcha of getting married, so you won't be able to, you the person, won't be able to devote your complete attention and to give it your all for each one of them, so the mitzvahs are going to suffer out. This is a discussion already in the 10th parak of Pesachim, Enos Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Rashi and the Rashbam over there have a little bit of a different understanding that when the concept of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos means don't make it look like it's a burden. There's something you're trying to get it over with. You know, I think Rabbi Ari Leibowitz gave a mashal once of a person who goes to a fancy restaurant, so they want to enjoy each part of the meal. They don't just take the main food, the steak, and then the appetizer, and they eat it all in one shot. They basically go down. Each one gets its own attention. So too, every mitzvah needs to get its own unique attention. And so we're not trying to do things and bundling them up and doing them at once. But Tosfos here is a chiddush that kind of compares the two concepts of in marvin simcha v'simcha is an extension or connected to the idea of in oisim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Not all Rishonim agree with that, but that's Tosfos here on our daf on Moed Katan Ches. Okay, so we're in the Mishnah though. So continues now, it says, besides that, the yilad b'machzir your grusha, v'ose isha tachshitecha b'moed, a woman's allowed to do her like type of cosmetic treatments on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo tosud, she shouldn't do this like type of lime, mipnei shenivul hula, it makes her look all, messes up the face, all puffy and stuff like that, doesn't look nice. V'hed yetoifer kidarko, and a layman who's not necessarily a skilled tailor is allowed to sew things they need to in the normal way. V'ha'uman, but a professional type of craftsman who really, they know how to stitch things, machliv. So we'll see, that's like the word kelev, means to do it in like a jagged way. This more than explain. U'misargin es amitois, you interweave these types of cords or attach the frames of the bed where the mattress goes on top, right? That's the things you used to hold it up. That's the source behind the phrase we say sleep tight, right? Because you want the mattress to be tight, the strings to hold it up well. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Mematchin, you're allowed to tighten them, but you're not allowed to actually interweave them. Okay, so something more. Who cares? What's the big deal? If the getting married is a big source for him, why should that stop him from doing this? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Yoshia, Amri Lo, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Chanina, Lefi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. As we just explained, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting our Gemara. The idea is you're going to mix one for the other, but you need to give each one its full attention, its full appreciation. Rabba Barav Huna Omar Mipnei Shemaniach Simchas Haregel V'Oisek B'Simchas Ishto. No, so different ends. He's going to stop taking care of his yomtiv, and he's going to what's it called? And instead be occupied with the simcha for his wife. Amar Le'Abayi L'Rav Yosef Ha the Rabba Bar Rav Huna the Rav Huna. The Rav, whom, sorry, the Amar Rav Daniel Bar Ketina Amar Rav Minayin She'ein Noisin Noshim B'Moed. How do we know that we don't marry women on Yantiv? Shneimar B'Samachta B'Chagecha. And the drasha is Bechagecha V'Lo B'Ishtecha. Your simcha should come from the Chag and not from your wife. Ula Amar Mipnei HaTorach. Ula says there's a different reason why we don't get married on the Chol HaMoed, because there's a tremendous amount of effort that goes into preparing a wedding, right? That it's a lot of work, and we don't do it on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Mipnei Bitul Pirya Rivya. No, it's going to neglect Puravu. What does that mean? So the reason why we like this, we'll speak this out. If a person would know that they're allowed to, yes, get married on Chol HaMoed, so they would wait. They would wait till the next Sukkot, they'd wait till the next Pesach, and they wouldn't get married right away in order to combine the two meals between their the wedding meal and the Chol HaMoed meal, right? You know, it was fairly common practice in Europe that would make a chasana on a Friday afternoon, and then they would have one seudah for both the wedding meal and then also for the Friday night meal. It's so posh that they couldn't afford to do two. So what would be the din? He's saying like this. If a person would know they're allowed to, yes, get married, so they'll wait 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. They'll wait a certain amount of time, and there, because they're not going to get married and live with their wives, that's bitul peruvu. So therefore, that's why we don't allow them to do it. So if they know, look, I'm not allowed to get married then anyway, so then they'll go ahead and make the chasana at an earlier time. Meis, they'll ask you, Kasha, kol elish amru. Asur and Lisa B'Moed, right? Every of these things that said that you're not allowed to get B'Moed. So now on top of a daf test, Mutarin Lisa Erev HaRegel, right? So you are allowed to get married on Erev Yantav. Rashi says, Kolomer Mutar L'Chatchila. This is not just like you can bid yevah do it, but L'Chatchila can do it. Ay, V'af Agad, D'B'Shas Yom, D'B'Shivas. The Shivas Yamim Shal Suda Yehu Beregel. It's going to your what's it called? Shabrach is going to extend into that. So the Gemara says Kasha Akulhu. This is a Kasha on all of them, on all the different opinions. This is actually brought down Halacha. 1 second, Tav Kuf Mem Vav Gimel Mutalasais Beregel Suda's Bris. No, it's the wrong one. Gimel Hakol Mutar Lisa BeErev HaRegel LaAsoy Seuda BeRegel Bein Besulos Bein Almanos. So you're allowed to do this on Erev Yamtiv. Mishnah Berurah says here in Sifkot and Tes HaAchronim Kostu DeYesh LiZochil LaChila LaAsoy HaNisuim BeShachris. You should do it in the morning time. Kedei Shehei Yochol Lismoch Ima Yom Echad Kodem HaRegel. Then already should have time with her before Yamtiv begins. You can make the first meal on Erev Yantiv. If for whatever reason there's a delay and now you're pressed. Matir ha'eli rabba lisa afilu somach l'chashecha. You could even do it close to Shkia. V'ayim mogen Avraham shekosav ben Roseinu ha'minhag shelo lisa klal be'erev yantav. You mean that's not the minhag. V'chein im yesh tzorach gadol that bedovar yesh ein lahachmir. So you could do it if what's it called? If you needed to, right? Vilasois Suda Beregel, next Mishnah Berurah, She'ein Iker HaSimcha Ela Techilas HaNisuin. That's the main part. Afapi shehem samchin besudas nisu and kol shivashari, like the Rashi that you're going to do it for the next 7 days. The mashmer dafila belailis shari lasoi suuda dehu yom acher. It's the next day. Ayn mogin avram the daita de lahalaila nigra acher hayom ve'osu lasoi suuda rishon belaila. You can't do it the first day because it's like korbanos. The night follows the day. Because of the mitam zeh, for this reason, nagu shalolisa be'erav haregel, not to do it. Achem b'shasercha kosveli rabba. Morkatia, the Mutalisa, Erev Haregia, lastly, Seuda Belaila. So technically speaking, one could do that, and just like we said from the Shabbos, you have the Shabbos meal is the same thing as your wedding meal, so you do the same thing for Yom Tov. But now, again, this sounds like a kasha, because according to all the opinions, you weren't supposed to do this, right? Any of the different reasons. So Moses says, no, lo kasha. We could make this brice work with all the different opinions. L'manda omer mishum simcha, koi mon ho simcha, ikka simcha chad yomahu. The main simcha is the first day, right? And then the day after that, any simcha after Yom Tov is not going to shter your simcha's Yom Tov. L'manda omer mishum tircha. And according to the one who said the reason why we don't make the weddings is because it's such an effort, the main tircha is only for one day, because after the chasna, there's really not so much work to be done. Priya Virivia, if you're not going to get married, L'chad Yoyma Lo Mashi Inish Nafshe, right? For the one day, he's not going to delay it, right? He's not going to lay off his wedding in order to get married then, because some, you know, last minute, some thing unforeseen is going to happen that's going to stop him getting married. Therefore, according to all the reasons that we've given, there's no need whatsoever to prohibit making a chasna on Erev Yantav. Okay. We'll stop him here and we'll pick it up with Daf Tes next time.